riuscirà a partecipare al convention ad Aston, the result of the group good at that and that's not important to it. Then what it means to exercise path instead of path to enlightenment. So we with the seven practice and mental offering, we purify the obstacle, the defilements of the karma, and collect necessary condition, the merits, and make merits inexhaustible. The merits to be increased, the inexhaustible. Meditation practice of the joyfulness and dedicating the methods to achieve enlightenment for some deep things. That myself and hold something in his mind. Dharma. And Dharma becomes the path. And to not occur any obstacles. The path. This request contains the whole long room. The first one is a gradual path. To actualize the gradual path, the lower capable being in general, mind becomes Dharma. Dharma becomes the path that contains the requesting. To actualize the gradual path of the middle capable being in general, and to not to appear in the an obstacle to path, that contains the part of the higher capable being, from the great compassion, the root of bodhicitta, the root of enlightenment, the whole the to be able to actualize the complete this part of this Bodhisattva deeds, as well as five parts, ten bhumis. Not all that, then that graduate part of the higher capable being also includes Tantra. Six amount of Vajrayana. So here, requesting to actualize all this path, and particular request to actualize the two bodhicitta, conventional bodhicitta and absolute bodhicitta, within the heart of oneself and in the heart of all the sentient beings. Requesting to be able to generate these two bodhicitta quickly. Immediately. From now on, whatever action I do with Buddha's speech mind, whatever life I experience, the comfort, discomfort, and healthy, unhealthy, whether, in other words, whether I'm sick or not sick, whether my life becomes poor or rich, receiving criticism or praise, bad reputation or good reputation, living or dying. even I get reborn in a hell will experience the most unbearable suffering. So whatever action I do, whatever life I experience from now on, most important thing, the objective of my life is not just to be healthy, or is not just to have a long life, it's not just to be wealthy, not just to have comfort. That's not the main objective of life, not the main purpose of life. Just that is not the main purpose of life. Main purpose of life is, whatever happens, to be most beneficial for sentient beings, including the limited sky. That's the main objective of life. as a man go up the life, man purpose of living. Everyone has cancer, to be beneficial for the certain beings. Everyone doesn't have cancer, to be beneficial for all certain beings. Even with dying, to be beneficial, the most beneficial, that death experience, to make it the most beneficial to the sentient beings. Sentient beings, including the limitless sky. Everyone is alive, to be also, to make it the most beneficial to all the sentient beings. Everyone encounters problems, everyone experiences problems, facing difficulties in the life, to make it the most beneficial, useful, to obtain happiness, to cause happiness to numberless, to the sentient beings who are equaling the limited sky. Even one doesn't have problem, life without, even one doesn't have problem, make it the most beneficial, that life most beneficial to all the sentient beings. Even one has AIDS, to make it the most beneficial, that experience, to cause happiness to all, obtain happiness to the sentient beings who are equating the limited sky. Even one has relationship problems, but even one is experiencing that, but main objective of life is to make that experience most beneficial to sentient beings, to sentient beings equally the limitless sky. Each and every single sentient being cause happiness to one's own relationship problem experience, make it utilize that to achieve happiness for the numberless sentient beings, each and every single sentient beings. So the question is not present to be able to practice like this. this way, whatever happens, nothing becomes an obstacle to practice Dharma. There's no obstacle. Whatever happens to your life, there's no obstacle in your life to practice Dharma. Idamang Guru Rana Mandala Gandhi Yantaya.
Request prayer to chill music.
Thank you. trust us and release from danger. That's our hope and mercy day and all times.
Mm-hmm.
persuading the protector essence of this body endowed with the freedom of richness, then recognize the freedom of richness, and that this that this is a highly meaningful, and this is difficult to find again. Having freedom to practice Dharma, not being held, not being born held in now, then freedom to practice Dharma, not being the predominant, freedom to practice Dharma, that not being in the material. Then freedom to practice Dharma, not being prepared in, not have, I say, no understanding Dharma at all, no faith at all. No understanding, no faith, nothing. Not even wisdom light, knowing what is cause for happiness, is a virtue and definition of virtue. Action is a result of happiness motivated by non-ignorance, non-anger, non-attachment. Even just that, no idea at all. No matter how much one desire 24 hours for happiness, but you are totally ignorant, no idea of the cause of happiness, no knowledge, matter how much you don't want to suffer, but totally ignorant in the cause of the suffering, that which is non-virtue. No idea at all. What is non-virtue? The cause of the suffering is the non-virtue, and what is non-virtue? No idea at all. So, see, totally dark. No freedom, with no wisdom, no wisdom, understand Dharma, even just this. Even just this very beginning, you know, very beginning, understand Dharma. You see, what is Dharma, what is not Dharma? What is cause of happiness, what is not cause, what is cause of happiness, what is cause for suffering? Same, it is same. What is Dharma, what is not Dharma? Even this very beginning, you know, very fundamental, very beginning. No idea. Even one tiny wisdom like this, wisdom, one tiny wisdom light like this, doesn't have. So, completely ignorant. So, therefore, you desire for happiness, but in your action, your belief, creating the cause of happiness is totally something else, totally different, opposite, totally opposite to virtue, the real cause of happiness, what you are engaging 24 hours, totally something else. It's only cause of suffering, but you believe it's a cause of happiness. I'm creating. And even proud of it, and even proud of it, you know, when you have success, when you succeed in the karma, you are proud of that. Succeed, you know, think of cause of happiness, but actually, what succeed is in the karma, succeeding, practicing the karma, solving the karma. In reality, but the person believe I have created so many, you know, cause for happiness, like that, which is result happiness, but which is all on the suffering, the total hallucination. So, you see, there's no, doesn't give any freedom at all to practice Dharma. It doesn't, see, open the heart. Even there's enlightened being, real compassion Buddha, you know, about this body, embodiment of all of this compassion, even if it is there in the same area, giving teaching all the time, but your heart never opened. You see, even there's actual Buddha teaching all the time, but you never, you see, never, I say, never open your heart, you know. This due to ignorance, you see, never come to learn, never come to listen, you see. If it's there in the same area, you see, same country, same area, so many great holy beings giving teachings. But you see, due to this, such incredible darkness, ignorance. You see, you don't open heart, don't listen to teachings, don't learn. So, you see, have received human body. You have a human body. You see, but due to this ignorance, total ignorance, you see, human body which gives incredible opportunity, as I mentioned yesterday, the total, the, virtue. And meaning of virtue, action is a result of happiness, see, and motivated by non-ignorance, non-anger, non-attachment. Billions of eons you explain to him, they cannot understand. But with this human body, by having this human body, can understand the meaning, words of meaning, can understand within a few seconds. Somebody correctly explain, can understand within a few minutes. So the person has human body, the precious human body, but do not use, you see, do not use to develop compassion. Do not use to develop Dharma wisdom. Do not use to achieve the path to happiness. Happiness, future lives, liberation from samsara, full enlightenment. Which is an incredible opportunity, but do not use due to such darkness of ignorance. So, therefore, due to ignorance, the attitude in the daily life is on an unvirtue. Opposite to Dharma, the attachment clinging to this life, happiness. And because of that, all the actions that is done in one day, it's all become negative karma, which results only suffering. So, whole life, that's one day. So like that, weeks, months, and years, the whole life becomes like that. No difference. So, life, what is a wealthy person, what is a wealthy person? even if it is a wealthy person, who had everything that you can get in this world, material enjoyment, but however, the real life, no difference from the animals, no difference from animals, from the lice, from tiger. Pigs. No, there's nothing special. There's no special attitude. As far as the mind, nothing special. Only the attachment to cling to this life, and seeking happiness with this life, this which all those animals have the same thing. They are also extremely. Wise or skillful in regards to obtaining happiness for happiness of this life. They can cheat others. They can deceive and cheat others. They can do diplomatics. The animals can do diplomatics. They can do politics. They do very much politics. The tigers, they hide in the grass. They hide in the grass. So silent, no noise, as if there's nothing there. Just only grass. tomatoes and grass growing. So surrounded by the grass. So peaceful. Like doesn't exist. And the tiger, so the X, like doesn't exist there. See, there's no tiger there. On the grass. See? Then when the other animals, the little bit more spread out. And you know who's weaker. Who's a weaker or the, you know, sparrow. So on his right time. So until that they show, say, they do politics that, as if they don't exist. As if they don't exist on the grass grow. So anyway, so at the right time, they do run, it's grab, you see. They're finished. That's the animal. That, even it's very large, that's the brush. There's cows, there's zippers, and they're very big. The zippers know that the zipper doesn't have anything to harm back. There's nothing there. The hands have no claws, nothing. Anyway, so like this. So animals, they have a lot of politics, you know, to get what they want. So a lot of skills, a lot of politics to get their happiness, you know, it's like, so to be able to attack the enemy or this. However, they must be in Africa, I think. these insects, there's ants inside, the hole. Then there's insects. Remember what kind of insect? So he tried to throw that, you know, the insect tried to throw, say, sand grains like this on the ants who's inside the hole. So put, you know, say, the sand grains. The sand goes down to the the hole, the ants. this is the way how this insect can eat the ants. So there's sometimes I've seen like that on the TV. Not actually, but on the TV. And tree growing next to the river, I think. So it branches tree, the tree there, river, branches tree like that. So there's one insect, so the branches of the tree like this in the river. River will let them, so the tree there. So there's one insect crawling that branch of tree. So this fish living in the water. Somehow he saw this insect. It's quite high on the water. It's I think from here up to here, I think some like that. I mean quite high. But the fish could see the insect over the, you know, over the branch of tree. But the fish shoot the water from the, you know, fish and the water. It shoot the water to this insect, which is on the branch of the tree, shoot from way down there. Then when you shoot quite a bit of water, the insect can't stay on this branch. It falls down. Then you see, when it falls down, the fish just exactly, you see, able to catch up and able to get inside the mouth. It's incredible. It's just unimaginable. To get their food, it is the skill, you know. I'm a skilled Arab, you see. The least what about eat, you see. So you shoot the water from the mouth, not the bed, from the fish mouth, you see. Shoot water even here. You know, a few times. Then it can't stay, so fast. then it's able to, you know, get the insect in the mouth. You see, it doesn't miss. You know. Then on the same branch of the tree, there was, I think, similar insect. this very beautiful insect, you see, has enemy down there. Fish is that, but also there's another insect. There, I think it was a, there was a lizard. I think it might be a lizard. So the insect was there. Then the lizard was somewhere else. The lizard is, quite close. But I think the lizard may be difficult to catch this. So what did the lizard do? I think this insect sent some kind of glue. Sent some glue. Spread glue on this insect. You know, from somewhere there. Spread out the glue. And then this animal could not do anything, covered by those glue, see. Then he eats. Can't imagine. So they have all these skills to get their food, you see. All the politics, you know, these skills. So however, the spiders, they put the webs. They put their website. The spiders, they put website. That but they put exact place. They put that not place where there's no meaning, not that, but the place where they can. The place where the flies comes, you know, where there's lights, you know, where there's a light, where the normally flies, where there's a light, and you know, some corners or some holes where usually, you know, with the lights that, you know, where normally flies would come. So this small spider, exactly, puts his website, you know. That right place, it was right place. It didn't put the wrong place, right place. where those tiny flies flying around, you see, or the what do you call it? This moths. That's amazing. It's really amazing. So in America, up to this house. Where I live. So there's we put this light open, you know, this light open, like a pipe, you see, around the house to my light offering. And the deck, on the deck, where the walls are, the wall deck, so they light offering to the walls. So the flies, they come around there just because of light. So the dead, you see, the wood was like that. So the spiders, they put often they put their website there in the bitten, see, bitten all those spaces. So the side of the house, so the roof like this, this side, you know, there's also many Christmas lights, small lights, you know, put around, say, decorate to my offering. But this, here, this corner, light slipped out, but there's inside, you see. So it's specific, say, it goes inside. So like that, you see. so many spiders, they put their website, other side, you say, all that. So anyway, so that lidophone stopped because they're making so much of this to catch the flies. It's a butterfly. It's called a moth. If it's on the wall like that, then it's better. But they can't put the website there. You know, when it's the lights on the wall straight, there's no holes between them. Then that's they can't do much. There's no real space to put the spread of the website. You see. So they catch by putting the website. You see, then they catch many flies. So then they create also much more karma. So cleaned a few times. cleaned a few times. Sometimes not sure, but so that they don't create any karma, killing all these insects. But also maybe disturbing them because it's their food, you know, to get. See. So sometimes not sure. Maybe helping them to not create karma, but maybe maybe say creating karma by taking off this is their method to get the food, you see. So this small spider, but she knows exactly put his or her the website where the exact place, you know, at the right place where there's a flies fly around. However, they're expert. They're expert. See, to earn means of living, you know, to achieve the happiness of this life. Those tiny insects are expert. So, however, going back, so you see, without understanding Dharma, see, no understanding, no faith, nothing. So how that, you know, so attitude is already non-virtue. So action, 24 hours, action is on non-virtue. The whole life, like it's only creating cause of the lower realm. Whole life. The precious human body the person has totally used only to create the cause of the lower realm, 24 hours and the whole life. So no idea at all. Cause of happiness and cause of suffering. Not slightest wisdom, Dharma wisdom. So now here you put yourself in that person, his situation, life like this. Can you bear it? You know, can you bear it? How do you feel that? No opportunity to collect merit, good karma, cause of happiness. See? So hardly anything. See, even 1 year, even whole life. See, almost impossible. So I was in the air, you know, the, not now, but before, some years ago, or sometime ago, in the airplane, I see all these people, you know, putting, see, luggage, putting bags in the, the in airplane. All these people. So now, so you see, there's no idea of reincarnation, no idea of karma. Where are you going next? No idea at all. You see, life after this, no idea at all. No idea at all. This life, what's happening? You know, this no understanding of, you see, that person, how his own life, no idea. You see, motivation is only attachment, you know, clinging to this life, not only on virtue, and that's it. So, next, so after life, after this, the day when this life ends, the day when death comes, the day when the appearance of this life stops, the day, hour, minute, you know, second, when this appearance of this, vivid appearance of this, you know, this having house, families, this and that, you know, or this having this appearance of this life, the day, hour, minute, when it stops. See, next slide appears, next slide appears. So, you see, that depends on karma. What appearance, what kind of appearance in the next life appear, happens, comes, that's totally up to karma. So the karma, mostly, the karma, no Dharma understanding at all, totally no Dharma understanding at all, not understand karma, nothing, nothing. So the need karma. So, so this life, due to past good karma, there's something, you know, receive human body and some enjoyment, some, you know, material enjoyment, just for a short time. And this can be stopped at any time. This can be stopped at any time. So when you think that, if it feels uncomfortable even within your mind, you see, when I think of that, then it feels, you know, in your mind, you see, makes you feel hard, uncomfortable, you know, scary, uncomfortable, even though their life is not your life. Even though their life is not your life, but separate person, separate mind. But when you think the attitude was not Dharma, of course it doesn't mean my attitude is, it doesn't mean that my attitude is pure, it doesn't sort of like that. So, when I look at, you know, the people in the airplane like that, you see, so it's kind of scary, I feel uncomfortable that when you think the next life, you see, what, you see, where they're going to. See, where they have to go to. See, it's kind of scary. Kind of uncomfortable. So you can see that. Not just go when you meditate on this, but you know, I'm not preparing, blah blah blah, not like, but you just really meditate. how you feel it if you want to prepare it now. So then you can really understand. You know, I say really scary or you know, say how say then you put yourself in that situation. You see, such no idea at all, dharma, no education, slightest education, and fate. So how the life, that person life, how it is, it's it's a very difficult life. It's extremely difficult life. Hallucination. Always believe I'm working for happiness, but actually working for only suffering. The whole life believe I'm working for happiness, but actually working for only for suffering. Problems for this life, cause a problem in this life, cause a problem in the future life, the logic of suffering. So only working for to create a cause. Only working to create a karma, cause of the Lord's ill suffering, most unbearable suffering, so that. So when we went to like this, if one is barbarian now, how that life is so unbearable. So unbearable. Doesn't want to be like that even one day. Doesn't want to be like that even for 1 hour. Doesn't want to be like that even for a minute. Such a life. So also this helps to generate compassion, compassion to dim. Seeing how that life is so hallucinated, so much suffering. So now, how incredible that I'm not being barbarian. I'm free to practice Dharma. Wow, this is unbelievable. Now see, now you think back what you are now. It's a miracle. It's unbelievable how fortunate I am, see, having to practice Dharma. Because not just on intellectual understanding, but in every day you practice as much as you can. You practice something, you put in, you're doing something, you see. We're putting something into the practice, and you call it virtue. You practice Dharma that much in the daily life. You see, ten virtue, see, you practice, achieve happiness, future life, not just that, but. But you see, understand Dharma to how to achieve understand Dharma to achieve cessation of the suffering and the cause, delusion, karma, having some understanding. So, you know, having some understanding. You see, even just by learning Lamrim, just on that without studying philosophy, you have some understanding, some idea of this knowledge, you see, to achieve cessation of suffering and cause. And not all that, by just learning even short lamrim, you have some idea of some understanding how to achieve enlightenment. Dharma understands Dharma knowledge to how to achieve peerless happiness, full enlightenment. So you see, it's incredible. Not only that, then there's tongue to understand tongue to path, how to achieve enlightenment quickly. So it's really intimate. It is incredible. Like a dream, you see. That with his even that much wisdom, you see. You know, see, practice Dharma. Give freedom for you to practice Dharma. See, to achieve enlightenment, highest, to achieve enlightenment, even that, to achieve enlightenment within one life, within a few number of years. So, you see, you're doing some practice, you see, with that much understanding, you're doing some practice, even by, see, doing sadhanas, however, leaving an imprint of the highest thing that you've had. Sooner or later, to achieve enlightenment, coolly, you see. So like that. You see, can't stand that kind of life, even 1 hour, even minute, can't stand. Can't bear it to be like that. Barbarian. So same. the meditation. That one freedom, you see, then as I mentioned the other day, how that is so precious, you know, then that even within a second you can achieve the articulated meanings, and you know, and that, that is, you know, difficult to find again, and that can be stopped any time. So after great meaning, how this, you know, the one achieved meaning with that, and if you waste, if you don't practice Dharma, even 1 second, if you miss out, not practice Dharma, you waste this, then it's a great loss, then the whole sky filled with the gold, diamond, witchcraft jewel, much greater loss than that. And this can be stopped any time. So that, this can be lost, this freedom can be lost any time. So, must practice Dharma right away, and all the time practice Dharma. And then, if one is born as a long-life God in those form realms, where there's recognition only at the beginning of the birth and at the end of death, but between that only just like deep sleep. So, no matter how many eons, billions of years or eons, when, you know, life, only the people who live life can just practice Dharma at all. So once put in that situation, how it is, you try to feel that, then that helps to realize how that I have freedom to practice Dharma, not being born as the worldly as a role of God. How this is so miraculous. It's a, how is it? Fortunate I am, you know. So, like, so feeling incredible happiness, joy, like you win billions of dollars, you know, from the lottery or the. Or I say, somebody give you, certainly somebody give you $1 billion or you win lottery or something. You can't, something that you can't believe it, because it's very hard to believe, you know, like, I think it's like dream. So like that, exactly like that. If something like that happens, it is what we think. It's hard to believe. Hard to believe. You know, it's shocking. It's hard to believe. So exactly like this. This is what we need to feel. You know, after each went through each freedom. I have this. Then, you see, first without freedom, what happens? How much suffering? Novice practice Dharma, then now you have freedom. So each time when we discover each freedom, should feel like this. Like a person who wins, I say, $1 million or $1 billion the Lord Shiva. You see, some Buddhists at a supper game of found, say, like having found which crown the jewel. I think the people who are, people playing football with their feet, with soccer. That's called soccer. Soccer. Okay. So when that person was able to put the football in the gate, the gate, you see, the person unable to catch. The person is the person, you know, came out the gate, you know, the person, you know, the person came out the gate, and this person, you know, sent through the gate. So that, you know, that person, so that beautiful person cannot cannot catch, you see. then you see, after that this person, you see, after that this person, you know, he said to the person, well, he shakes his arms and like that, you know, it appears to me like he's angry. And the person doesn't smile, you know. It doesn't smile, but it's very intense, and you know, he shakes his arms, and you know, also, so it appeared to me angry, you know. Well, it's not angry, but it's kind of like, see, so we should be doing like that. It's after its freedom, you see. After you discover its freedom, each tradition is free. Only the dangers you might hit the next person. You know, might hit you on the head or somewhere, you see. Anyway. But actually we should feel happiness. We should feel happiness. It's like that. Even 100 times. Sorry. Even 100 times much more than the person who win over soccer. The person who win over the soccer. We should feel happiness even 100 times more than that person. You see. So excited, but that's nothing. That is nothing. You see, that's nothing. That success is nothing. It's totally empty. Totally empty. That's excitement with attachment. You see that? That's nothing. Meaningless. It's nothing. There's no slightest meaning in that. There's no slightest motivation to attachment. Not only self-chasing, but motivation, purely attachment. So to defeat others, to win oneself, the group oneself. To defeat others. So motivation is purely attachment. And so what benefit there is, why I say it has no meaning, because you see what benefit it does to the future, what benefits it has towards the future or the coming future life happiness. What benefit there is, there's nothing. What a benefit there is to achieve liberation from samsara. What a benefit it is. Benefit it gives to achieve liberation from samsara. To achieve everlasting happiness, liberation from samsara, there's nothing. What benefit it gives to achieve full enlightenment for sentient beings? Nothing. So therefore it's meaningless. So, you see, something which is meaningless, you know, that you know, incredible great excitement, unbelievable, you know, the highest thing in the life achieved, you know, in the personal view, you see, the highest thing in the life achieved. However, if that person is that much more excited, so rejoice, so much, we should, you know, 100 times, even 1,000 much more, we should say, feel happiness, rejoice, you know, each time when we discover each of these freedoms that we have, each of the richness that we have. See? And that we, but we don't feel that, as I mentioned yesterday, same. So, because we don't realize the shortcoming of the suffering. No, see, what happens if it doesn't practice, if there's no freedom to practice Dharma, then what happens in life? So only suffering, nothing good happening. So not having recognized, not having realized that, well, so therefore, then, see, even when think of freedom, that one has freedom, doesn't feel much, doesn't feel excitement and joy like these people they express, you know, by playing football. doesn't feel even half of that. You see, even half of that, one doesn't feel that. So, yeah, we stop here. Nafisinye zamenu vatnandu vokulakambenan kebarajizolvandu. Tembe nyembor indo zazhu.